I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Persecution of believers is nothing new, but a recent report shows a disturbing trend. The U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom recently released its annual report, which notes that religious liberty worldwide is crumbling in both depth and breadth. Open Doors USA's David Curry.
It's another lens with which to see who are the countries that are problematic and where the government needs to use its significant power and influence to improve human rights.
For the first time, Russia's on the list as a country of particular concern. And new to the list this year are entities of particular concern, non-state organizations like terrorist groups that attack people of faith. Curry says it's vital we keep believers in our prayers. You can find specific prayer points at missionnews.org. And digital program streaming platforms are growing in popularity. But what about the deaf community and their heart language? Signing. Deaf Bible Society's J.R. Bucklew says they're addressing this with the recent acquisition of DVC Christian Television Network.
We hope to be able to provide a service that will be accessible through mobile app stores, through online, through platforms like Apple TV, Samsung, all of the above, where deaf viewers or hearing people who sign can go on and they can get on-demand access to children's programming in sign language, Bible study series, teachings from different deaf churches. They can go on and see there are a few short films that have been created in American Sign Language that have a Christian theme.
Praise God for this new advance in deaf ministry. And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So join our social media network and let's get to the work of the Great Commission together. Look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.